Welcome to A Burning Fire. Your speaker is Jim Boyd. We're continuing today the study of the question, what church to join? A lot of people are confused about what church to join. People are members of the church to which they belong for a variety of different reasons, and they're not biblical reasons, sometimes simply because the building is closer to where they live, or because they have friends there and they like the entertainment there, and because they have a ball team, and because they like the building, and a lot of other reasons that people are members of the church to which they belong. Well, a lot of people are confused as to which church they ought to belong. But now let's understand something about the word church as we read in the New Testament. Now, the things I'm going to say might well offend some people, but we do not intend and we do not say them in order to offend anybody. We simply search for the truth, and we urge people to simply find the truth and to live by the truth and to obey the truth. You see, friend, in the New Testament, the word church never is used in the sense of a denomination. A denomination and the church that you read about in the Bible, they're not the same thing. Now, a denomination is a religious organization that claims to be larger than a local congregation, but a denomination that denies being all the saved of the world. Well, you compare that with the definition of the way the word church is used in Scripture. In the Bible, the church is either the saved of all the world, like when Jesus said, upon this rock I will build my church, or the saved in a given locality, like the church in Jerusalem, or the church in Antioch, or the church in Corinth, the church in Rome. It's either the universal church or the local church. A denomination is different from the New Testament church in both respects. In fact, friend, and this is what offends a lot of people, but they need to understand this. We never read of a denomination in all the pages of the Bible. But now sometimes some will assert that the church is composed of all the denominations. Now listen, friend, you need to really be careful to make that claim. To make such a claim as that is to convict God of the most reckless kind of being the source of division and confusion that one can imagine. Is God the author of all the chaos that exists in the religious world? Is this what Jesus meant when he prayed that his followers be one? Is this what Paul was talking about when he taught that we all to speak the same thing? Friend, that isn't characteristic of denominationalism. No, nobody can possibly conclude that God is the author of denominationalism. That is entirely an invention of man. Listen to me, friend. No denomination existed on earth until several hundred years after the Lord's church had already come into existence. It came into existence on the first Pentecost after the resurrection and ascension of Jesus Christ. You can read about that in Acts the 2nd chapter. Now, we advise no man anywhere to become a member of a church that's been built and established by men. We don't want people to be members of denominations. Why? It's not because we dislike those people. It's not because of any hatred of those people. There's simply no divine authority to support the existence of even one of them. Now, friend, you could memorize the Bible, but you would never become wiser about denominations because there's nothing in the Bible about them. The only thing close to a denomination that you find in the Bible is where Paul condemned the division that existed in Corinth. You see, denominationalism strives on, it propagates, it promotes the divisive factors that characterize the religious world. This one is different from one the other, and this one is different from the others, and they all have their exclusive organizations that separate them one from another. That's not what the Lord established. That's not what he wanted. In fact, that's what the Lord condemned. Now, can one be saved outside of a denomination? Well, I don't know of any denominationalism that says you have to belong to their denomination to be saved, unless it might be the Catholic denomination. But can one be saved outside the body of Christ? Now, keep in mind, the body of Christ is the church. No person honest with Scripture would suggest that you can be saved outside the body of Christ, since Christ is the Savior of the body, Ephesians 5 and verse 23. Salvation is in Christ, Paul said in 2 Timothy 2 and verse 10. Not outside of Christ, it's in Christ. In Acts chapter 4 and verse 12, neither is there salvation in any other. Friend, you're either in Christ or you're out of Christ. And only if you're in Christ, in his body, are you one of the saved. Furthermore, the church you read about in the Bible is God's household. That means his family. 1 Timothy 3 and verse 15. Those in his family are his spiritual children, and they are the ones who are the saved. Acts 2 and verse 47, those who heard, believed, and obeyed the gospel, they composed the church. They were added to the church. Well, can one be a member of God's church without being a member of denomination? Well, let me ask you, those on Pentecost, what denomination did they belong to? What denomination did Paul join? What denomination did those in Antioch and Jerusalem and Rome, to what denomination did they belong? Friend, not only should a person be a member of the Lord's church, he ought not be a member of a denomination. The people in the New Testament were never members of a denomination. Well, they didn't exist, but they were members of the church. The church that Christ said he would build and did build. Now, I am a member of the church, but it's the church of the Bible. I've never belonged to a denomination. And there are many who are members of the church of the Bible. They came out of denominations in order to be members of the Lord's church. I don't see why some brethren today seem to have taken up the banner of soft-pedaling the fact that denominationalism is religious error. Some liberals are ashamed of the church, it seems. They fear the displeasure of men more than they seek to please the Lord. Why is there not a strong and definite sound, a certain cry, against this human intervention? Do we think that maybe God, somehow or another, in spite of his word, is going to make anything and everything acceptable according to whatever men might like and want to do and invent and proclaim? Now, we mentioned before, the church is the family of God. Now, how did one become a member of the family of God? Now, physically, I'm a member of the Boyd family. How did I become a member of the Boyd family? Friend, I was born into that family. I became a member of God's family when I was born into God's family by the water and the Spirit, John 3, 3 through 5. Now, physically, I didn't enter the world and go and start shopping around looking for a family that I might like and one that pleased me and with whom I would live. Now, people think that you can do that with God's family. They think that you can go out here and choose the church of your choice. The Bible doesn't talk about choosing the church of your choice. It talks about the church that Christ established. Now, I did not decide to join the church like somebody joins a club or joins some association or joins some civic body or some political organization. And, friend, nobody voted on me when I became a member of the Boyd family. You know, to become a member of God's family, some say you've got to be voted on. You've got to tell some kind of experience. You never read of anybody in the Bible becoming a member of the Lord's church that way, but that's the way you become a member of some denominations. I became a child of my parents by the fact that I was born into that family, and I became a member of God's church because I was born into His family, born of the water and the Spirit, begotten by the Word, born into the family of God. I thereby and at the same instant became a member of His church, God's family. Why? Because God added me to the church just like He added those on Pentecost when they obeyed the gospel commands that were delivered to them, Acts chapter 2. They did not become members because of their own merit, but by the merit of the blood of Christ, by virtue of something God did when I met His conditions that He prescribed. He added me to His church, to the saved. Now, man need not concern himself about joining anything, really. I don't know why we talk about joining the church. The Bible never speaks of it that way. But man must obey the gospel. And when he does, friend, we don't have to worry about church membership. God takes care of church membership because God takes care of the saving. When one is saved, he becomes a member of the church, because that's what the church is. It's those who are saved through Christ. And those who have obeyed the gospel are members of the church. There's nothing in Scripture that teaches you to do one thing to be saved and then something different or something more to join some church. Now, that's human false doctrine. And you've got churches that tell you you can be saved by faith only, but to become members of that church, you've got to be baptized. It's harder to become a member of that denomination than it is to go to heaven. You've got to do more to be a member of some denominations than you do to go to heaven, according to their doctrine. But that's not what the Lord teaches. The Lord teaches us to believe in Jesus as the Christ, the Son of God, and to obey His commands because He's the author of salvation to them that obey Him. Well, what had He commanded? In Luke chapter 13 and verse 3, He said, "Except ye repent, ye shall all likewise perish." Don't you think that man must repent, therefore? And the Apostle Paul said in Romans 10:9-10, "With the mouth confession is made unto salvation." We read about the Ethiopian doing that very thing in Acts chapter 8 and verse 37. He wanted to be baptized, but Philip said, "You can if you believe." He said, "I believe that Jesus is the Christ, the Son of God." That's what we must admit. This is what we must confess, that we believe that Christ is the Son of God. And then when Jesus said, "He that believeth and is baptized," we're not going to say, "I can be saved without belief and baptism." We're going to say just what the Lord Jesus said. We're going to say what the Apostle Peter preached on Pentecost when the church was established. "Repent and be baptized, every one of you, in the name of Jesus Christ." Why? For the remission of sins. Friend, when you start asking what church to join, how about learning about the church of the Bible? What church to join? Don't join all of them. Don't join any of them. Just obey God. Be added to the church with faith, repentance, confession, and baptism. That's God's way. Have you obeyed? This is A Burning Fire. Your speaker is Jim Boyd. Until next time.